This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. U.S. President Donald Trump's impeachment trial will begin Tuesday in the U.S. Senate. Over the weekend, the Democratic lawmakers managing the impeachment case filed a brief laying out their arguments supporting charges of abuse of power and obstruction of Congress against the president. The president's legal team issued a rejection of the House's impeachment. On ABC this week, Democratic Congressman Adam Schiff, the impeachment manager, says he continues to be concerned about a fair trial.
Will the senators allow the House to call witnesses, to introduce documents? That is the foundational issue on which everything else rests, and one thing that the public is overwhelmingly in support of, and that is a fair trial.
On the same program, Alan Dershowitz, one of the president's lawyers, says the voters should give the final verdict, not Congress.
I think many presidents in the past have made foreign policy decisions to enhance their electoral prospects. And if people think that this president did that, that's a factor that should enter into their decision who to vote for, among many, many other factors.
Mr. Trump is only the third U.S. president to face an impeachment trial. Iran appears to be backtracking on plans to send key flight devices to Ukraine. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
The official leading the probe into the Ukrainian jetliner, accidentally shot down by the Revolutionary Guard, has been quoted by the state-run IRNA news agency, saying the flight recorders from the Boeing are in Iranian hands, and, he says, we have no plans to send them out. He added, Iran is working to recover the data and cabin recordings, and that it may send the flight recordings, commonly known as black boxes, to Ukraine or France. But, he says, as of yet, we have made no decision. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
For more on this story, go to voanews.com. This is VOA News.